Why kids don't trust Alexa. We tend to think of children as blindly trusting of whatever information comes their way. They're not. I came across an article how children were not used to saying please anymore, of just calling Alexa all the time. So in 2018, Amazon actually implemented something in the Echo Dot and gave parents this opportunity to where they included please Alexa, a new parental control that encouraged politeness. Now, we come across another article today that really caught my attention, and it kind of goes into why kids don't trust Alexa. It's interesting. Let's take a deeper dive into that. One day, Judith Danovich overheard her son interrogating Siri on the family's iPad. "What color shirt am I wearing?" the then 4-year-old asked. Danovich, a researcher in the University of Louisville, says she was testing the boundaries of Siri's knowledge, something that her research finds often happens when kids get to be about that age. And the more studies she and others in the field conduct, the more robust the behavior appears. In one case study published of 2019 in May, Danovich and two colleagues conducted a selective trust study on Chinese kids where 5 to 8-year-olds were separated into groups and asked questions such as, "How many days does it take for Mars to revolve around the sun?" Danovich and her colleagues offered a few constraining narratives to these kids. The internet said about 600 days. Their teacher said 700 days. Who did they trust? On the side note, the answer is 687 days. But it turns out the kids overwhelmingly trust the teacher, even if the teacher is wrong, which that makes sense. They know their teacher, and the teacher has developed a strong relationship with them. But here's actually another thing. The kids preferred their peers over the internet too, even though they know their kids, they know their friends had roughly the same amount of knowledge as they did. Danovich's theory as to why kids behave this way is the idea of voice assistance, and by extension, the internet, is amorphous and hard to grasp. If you're a child who thinks there's a tiny woman who lives in the kitchen called Alexa, as Danovich says her son did at one point, you're trying to wrap your head not only around how this thing works, but what its knowledge base is in the first place. Trusting another person, on the other hand, is hardwired into our brains. Earlier this year, Sylvia Lavoto of Northwestern University presented research on how American kids in the same age range Danovich studied are not only skeptical of voice assistants, but remarkably creative in their attempts to test how reliable the gadgets are. Lavoto says the kids would pepper the assistants with questions. Fantasy creatures were a mainstay. Lavoto's paper is titled, "Hey Google, Do Unicorns Exist?" Voice assistants are often programmed to answer, "I don't know," to these sort of queries. That includes Santa, Easter Bunny, and all sorts of other fantasy creatures, making them appear less trustworthy to the child. Danovich and Lovato's work suggests not only that kids are way more sophisticated about technology than we think, but also that we as humans have an ingrained sense of skepticism about unknown sources that somehow get fuzzier as we grow older. The onslaught of fake news and the rampant disinformation campaigns now common on social media might make it seem as if we dumb humans don't investigate sources as deeply as we should. These studies indicate otherwise. Technology isn't something that we trust naturally, at least when we're young. Kids pay attention, Danovich says. They're keeping track of who knows what we're talking about and who doesn't. Kids don't just blindly believe every answer they get. And we look at the internet or computer programs, they don't blindly believe those either. And that's all we have for today, folks, on Rethink Tech, where we provide you your daily dose of what's up in new emerging technology. I'd love to know more about your opinions and your thoughts. Please leave some comments if you're on Anchor FM. I'd love to have you on the next episode where we can take a deeper dive into how kids interact with technology. That is a segment that is up and coming soon. So please like, subscribe, share. Peace.